You're listening to The Sports Fix.
Sports Fix listeners, don't wait all day or all week to get in on the fun. The party doesn't stop when we go off the air all week long. The Sports Fix social media sites are your one-stop shop for all things Cleveland sports. Jump over to Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, and become a fan today because we love fans and they create some of the best sports talk in town, Daddy. You'll enjoy talking to your fellow Cleveland sports fans on the Sports Fix fan page. And if Twitter's your thing, well, you know how we do it. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. It's that simple.
Twitter.com/TheSportsFixCLE, baby.
Chat live with the crew during all your favorite Cleveland sports events, tickets and contests and trivia and so much more. Get with us today, The Sports Fix, on social media, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. Join The Sports Fix on Facebook and Twitter today. Business owners and professionals, do you want to take your business, your product, your team, your event to the next level? You want to advertise right here with The Sports Fix. Our listeners are among the most loyal listeners on the dial, terrestrial or internet, and our audience is one of the greatest and most receptive audiences in all of radio. The Sports Fix universe is not only listeners of the radio show, but tens of thousands of fans on Facebook and Twitter. Our social media universe expands by the day, all in the prime demographics to help drive your business directly into the winner's circle. Don't take my word for it. The Sports Fix comes with reference upon reference that have done business with us in the past and had some fun along the way. For more information on how we can help you knock your business, event, team, product, or promotion out of the park, email me, Jerry Myers, thesportsfix@AOL.com. That's thesportsfix@AOL.com. And let me help you swing for the fences and hit it out of the park. Advertise your product right here on The Sports Fix.
Portions of The Sports Fix brought to you by Harry Buffalo. Harry Buffalo North Olmsted presents bike nights every Monday all summer long. $3 beers and drinks for bikers, $5 pizza and more. Harry Buffalo, join the herd.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus and you're listening to The Sports Fix.
Indian Fever is catching fire with everyone.
Live in Ohio, it's time to get your fix. The Sports Fix.
As I hit up the last social media posts here going on to the air, sorry for the delay. Welcome in, my friends, to the Sports Fix. Oh, and what a Sports Fix it's going to be today. We have a fantastic jam-packed show. Well, we do that every day. Today, though, today we got something very special in store for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Sports Fix. I'm your host, the big daddy on the microphone, J-Rock Jerry Myers. Call me whatever you want, daddy. Just call me when I open up the phone lines because they give me the microphone, but I say this each and every day. We give you the voice right here on the Sports Fix. And a lot of voice to get out today. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. He's going to join me around 12:15. We're going to talk about the first half of the Detroit Tigers series. Definitely hasn't gone the way the Cleveland Indians and clearly their fan base had hoped it was. Wait a minute. Some people actually told me the season was over, but I swear I'm looking at a calendar. And I see a whole block of 49 more games to go. But I don't know. Is the season over? Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com will let you know if that schedule is lying or if there is truly 49 games to go. And I hope you get the sarcasm because I'm laying it on pretty thick right there, Daddy. Tribe fans are a hardcore, passionate bunch, but there is a small vocal portion that gives the rest of them a bad name. And I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. By the way, you guys heard about all the death threats that Justin Masterson got overnight, right? You guys heard that story, right? What do you mean you didn't hear that story? What do you mean nobody threatened Justin Masterson's life? Because Justin Masterson was every bit as responsible for losing yesterday's game as Chris Perez was for losing Monday's. Yet somehow people thought it was socially correct, politically correct, and just plain okay to give death threats and talk the way they did about Chris Perez after what happened in game one of the series, and yet the world is mute when it comes to Justin Masterson last night. And I'm not going to say that Masty didn't get some people on him, but definitely a different level of animosity, if you will. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Mike Brandenberry, like I said, from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. We're going to talk Browns as they wrap up final preparations here. The strictly camp portion of things is wrapping up as now preseason games begin. We'll look at how a few things set, and you know, we talked about it Monday with John McMullen, and we talked about it yesterday with Dr. Football. The injuries that you want to avoid, the big ones, they just keep happening around the league. Aurelius Ben, Jordy Nelson, people just keep, you know, every day it seems. We've got another story or two about that. They're affecting position battles here in Cleveland, too. We'll talk Browns. We'll talk about that. And then, speaking of the Browns, this is the thing I'm most excited about, you guys. I know you've seen on the Facebook and Twitter, I've been putting it out there like crazy because I'm super excited. You know, we talked about it Monday. We talked about Ryan Encinas and Saturday night, the whole incredible thing the Browns did and the just good emotional feel-good night it was. And then I told you guys the story about the picture and my son took and how we put it out on Twitter and Sports Illustrated picked it up and all of that, right? Yesterday I told you that Ryan's mom reached out to us and said, hey, if you guys want to talk, blah, blah, blah. So I finally got in touch with them last night, and today I'm pretty stoked because Ryan Encinas and his dad, Robert, are going to join us a little bit later on here in the show and talk about Ryan's incredible story. Of course, Ryan, 5-year-old Ryan Encinas, he beat cancer, you know, in full remission. The Browns gave him a night to remember, a night anybody that was there will remember. Anyways, his dad's going to join us, talk about their journey to now and how everything got put together with the Browns, because the Browns were truly a first-class organization this weekend when it came to how they treated Ryan Encinas. Looking forward to having them on the show. We'll talk a little Cavaliers basketball. The schedule came out. All of that, so much more, but you know what we got to do? We got to kick it off by telling you how we do what we do. The Sports Fix is brought to you by Harry Buffalo in North Olmsted, the home of Harry Buffalo Bike Night. Every Monday night, bikers, head on out to the Harry Buffalo in North Olmsted, Ohio. They've got $25 cash prizes for every 25th bike in the lot. There's drink specials, $3 drinks, $3 beers, wings, pizza specials, $5 pizzas, so much going on. Get down there, Harry Buffalo in North Olmsted, bike night on Mondays. And as I told you, and we'll talk more about this, I'm getting ready to meet with the Harry Buffalo people this week and start putting together every Browns game. We'll be doing the pre- and post-game broadcast as well as some halftime discussion live on the air from the Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. So looking forward to that being your home for Browns Talk, the Harry Buffalo North Olmsted, coming out and watch the games and be a part of a live Sports Fix broadcast. Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck, check them out. I just got my oil changed out there myself. Quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck, or head on out to 5715 Canal Road and see my man Bill Hershey and Bill Opelik. They'll take care of you. They'll go out of their way to make sure that you get what you need done, and I can't tell you how great they are out there. Quick Lane, Valley Ford Truck. Check them out. GV Art and Design, by the way, the grand opening of their new store out in Lakewood this Saturday. Very excited about that. I've been out there and taken a sneak peek of the place. It is great. They've got some of George's murals up on the walls, and I mean, just some really cool stuff. The day that I was in there, the day before, Sandy Alomar had been in there, and he signed the wall where his picture is, and they've got some really cool stuff going on there. You've got to check them out. GV Artwork, the new store out in Lakewood. If you can't get out there, like I said, the grand opening this weekend, they're rolling out 4 new shirt designs. All kinds of reasons to get out there. And if you can't, as always, gvartwork.com, the website, they have got the best. And I don't just say this, I tell you guys all the time, if you catch me around town, and people have caught me around town, if I'm not in my business attire, I'm probably wearing a shirt from gvartwork.com because I love them. Cleveland that I love, you love, that's what they do. Put it on your chest, gvartwork.com. Also, use the sales code FIX with any purchase. You'll save 10%, just like that. And last but not least, Signs and Ship. And as a matter of fact, when we go to our first commercial break, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about them. But Signs and Ship, the official business printing source of the Sports Fix, and their website, signsandship.com. Write that down, because if you're a small business owner, I have got the promotion for you from now until September 1st. You're not only, if you spend $200 or more at Signs and Ship, and that means signs or banners or business cards or yard signs, all the different things you need, whether it's decals or magnets for your vehicle, big or small, whether you're growing from the ground up or whether you're on the first floor looking to go to the penthouse. And I'm using, you know, catchphrases, but I'm serious. They'll take care of you. But if you spend $200 or more at Signs and Ship this month, I, J-Rock, the Sports Fix, will produce you a studio-quality professional radio commercial for your business and air it here on the Sports Fix for 4 weeks, once a day, just for you, visiting our friends at Signs and Ship, because I'm not sure that you'll be happy with them, and you'll be happy with us, and I think it works for everyone. So make sure you get out to Signs and Ship in Elyria, or go to signsandship.com and tell them you want to take advantage of what you heard about on the Sports Fix. All right, guys, getting ready to go. I guess I'll open up the phone lines. Getting ready to go to, you know, Mike Brandenberry here at 12:15. 216-539-7535 if anyone wants to sneak in before Mike does. 216-539-7535. I'll definitely be opening up the phone lines later on in this hour as well as in the 1 o'clock hour. If you can't get to a phone or if you just want to send us your message on Facebook, great place to do it. Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. While you're there, like the page, become a fan. We've got nearly 18,000, over 18,000. I think we passed it last week between the two Facebook pages and Twitter accounts. So make sure you do that. Speaking of the Twitter, tweet with us at the Sports Fix CLE, and we'll read those comments and tweets live on the air as the show goes on. You can email us thesportsfix@aol.com. And remember, the website, thesportsfix.net, where you're listening to the show live now, or if not, that's where you should be at noon every day. That's your one-stop shop for all things Cleveland sports. We've got a news ticker. We've got all of our social media tied in there, as well as archives of all the shows of the Sports Fix. So Mike's going to call in, and we're going to talk Indians here in a minute, but I want to kind of dive into something I was hinting at the beginning of the show. A callback to yesterday's show. We got a ton of feedback. Apparently, a lot of you enjoy when I get to talking about steroids and PEDs. Apparently, there's an excitement to my voice that some of you noticed, because I'm very, very passionate about that subject. And I got a lot of feedback again overnight about yesterday and us talking about that. And I just thought it was funny, too. And then you saw, I think you guys saw the story, maybe, the news coming out that more of what evidence such as Alex Rodriguez is going to have to face when he takes his oblivious self and tries to appeal this thing. They've got text messages. They've got Facebook messages. They've got all kinds of things. The entire digital the forensic trail has been dug up. This is not he said, she said. And so it's just going to make it actually that much more amazing and that much more just, how can you have the brazenness that this guy has when you see, and we're all going to see it for the public to see, the evidence that gets laid out for this thing. As you hear, though, of all the things that they've got, there's a reason that the Players Association backed down the way they did, and there's a reason that everybody took their lump and went home, because they opened up the door to that pile of evidence, and those players said, there's nothing you can do there. And yet Alex Rodriguez is going to fight it to the end, you know? Fight it to the end. You know, when you think about, we've got Ryan Encinas coming on the show later, and he's the true definition of a fighter and somebody who battled and overcame bravely. And this guy's going to call his fight to prove that he didn't do what everybody knows he did the fight of his life. A-Rod just sickens me. Guys like that just absolutely drive me crazy. You know what else drives me crazy? And you know I talk about this all the time, is the bandwagon fans. And I totally get being reactionary. I totally get being high and low and up and down. That's fine, going and riding the waves of your team. But if this show, or any show out there, well, I shouldn't say that, because I'm pretty sure some shows do what I'm about to say now. But imagine if this show was a bandwagon sports show. Let's just pretend that every day that the Indians lost we didn't talk about the Indians. We pretended that the Indians didn't exist. We only talked about the Indians on the day that they won. Or the Browns. Well, if I get too crazy with this over the last few years, I might have had a whole lot of empty shows talking about soccer and golf and stuff like that. But you get my point, right? You understand what I'm saying. And it's the same thing, you know. And I was talking to some people on Twitter last night. It's allowed. And I, listen, I'm all for freedom of speech. Get what I'm saying? I'm all for that. But there's a loud minority, vocal minority, that really shines a bad light on the majority, you know? I mean, watching guys, watching how they... I mean, I was joking about how, you know, the season being over, but truly, there's people that talk like the season is over. There's people... And it's something we've talked about. It's an issue that's never going to go away. I get that there's bandwagons, and I get that as the Indians get more successful, there'll be tons of people that say they were there all along that weren't there all along. But it's still, it just, you get my point about the show. If I was a bandwagon sports show, we'd be talking about a lot of other things sometimes, especially over the last few years. And I sit there, that's why I have to stay off. Last night, it was again. But I do make a valid point, and I put this to anybody out there. The point of Justin Masterson versus Chris Perez. Why the difference in the viciousness of the attacks? Why the difference? Because Justin Masterson, as I said earlier, every bit as responsible for losing yesterday's game, well, Don Kelly, whoever you want to give credit to, than Chris Perez was. And I say it's equally ridiculous. It's also equally ridiculous to be talking about crushing blows and, you know, season ending and, hey, well, they gave... Last night, my timeline was full of, hey, I'm proud of the Indians. Hey, they gave it a hell of a run. Hey, they gave us a fun summer. There is still nearly a full one-third of this baseball season left, and I just don't understand that mindset. Like I said yesterday, if it was football, we'd only be in week 10 of this thing. We would have a whole lot of time to go. So, anyways, that's my point. I'm going to go to the break, because when we come back, we'll talk more about this. We'll pick back up about the Indians and what happened last night, as they've now dropped the first two games of this series to the Detroit Tigers and fallen five games behind. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com is going to join us. We'll talk to Mike about the Indians-Tigers series and what they can and will do to bounce back from this and get themselves in position to move on, take it one day at a time. We'll talk to Mike Brandenberry when we come back. Don't go away. Plus, hey, don't forget, a very special show. Ryan Encinas joins us later in the show, and so much, so much more. You're listening to The Sports Fix, Daddy. We'll be right back.
The Sports Fix, the show that asks the question,
what you talking about, Lou? What you talking about, Lou? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about, Lou? What you talking about?
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, just want to take a minute as we go to the break here and talk to you a little bit more about my friends at signsandship.com. You know that Signs and Ship is the official business printing source of the Sports Fix. They make our signs and banners, business cards, promotional materials, all the things that we're using to help us grow into the show you love and the show we know that we can be. Signs and Ship can help you and your business do the same thing. We already told you earlier in the program about the Business Benefactor Program, where if you spend $200 at Signs and Ship, we'll produce you a studio quality commercial for your business and air it for free right here on The Sports Fix. But I want to talk now, with two-a-days starting and seasons getting ready to kick in with football, high school coaches and athletic directors, football league commissioners, all kinds of things coming together here. You're going to need signs and banners. You may need t-shirts, uniforms, hats, all the things that go with your team, your school, and your event. Signs and Ship can help you quality printing at affordable prices. I know that you've got a budget and they won't break it. It's 4th and 10. The clock is ticking. Don't run out the clock. Throw a Hail Mary and score a touchdown. Talk to our friends at signsandship.com. Make an appointment and let them take your team, event, or business to the next level. Signsandship.com. You love Cleveland, and you already know how much we love Cleveland. You know who else loves Cleveland? GV Art and Design. Everyday fans, you and I wear our pride on our sleeves. Now, you can wear your pride on your chest. GV Art and Design has one of the hottest Cleveland sporting lines. Whether it's their Cleveland That I Love design, or perhaps it's the Superman Birthplace of a Hero line of team-themed designs, whether you're a fan of the Indians or Browns, the Lake Erie Monsters, or the CSU Vikings, the Cleveland Cavaliers, or just Cleveland in general, GV Art and Design has a logo, design, or style for you. Sports Fix listeners, as a special treat, every time you make a purchase from GV Art and Design, use the sales code FIX and save 10% on your total purchase. Log on right now to GVArtwork.com, check out all of their fantastic designs,
and don't forget, use the sales code FIX to save 10% on your total purchase.
Follow GVArtwork.com on Facebook, and remember, GV Art and Design, it's not just a shirt, it's a statement.
Bite Nights are back at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Rev up your hogs and head on down to Harry Buffalo North Olmsted every Monday night from 5:30 to 9:30. Enjoy $3 drinks and beers, $5 pizzas, and crazy wing specials for all bikers.
Woo-hoo!
Hot bikes, good friends, and great times are waiting for you. 4824 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted.
Right outside Great Northern Mall.
Monday Bite Nights at Harry Buffalo. Proud sponsor of the Sports Fix. Harry Buffalo. Join the herd.
Why did I come back here? Back to Cleveland as a manager. It's more than about being a manager. I came home to a city that is familiar. I spent the first 6 years of my life here, going to the stadium almost every day with my dad, cheering for the Tribe, cheering for Cleveland. This is a town that doesn't give up. A lot like being a player, being a Cleveland sports fan takes resilience. The passion is real. The fans are real. Cleveland is a Tribe town. This is a baseball town.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck, home of the low price tire guarantee. QuickLane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Hi, this is Dean Chenoweth, head coach of Cleveland's Lake Erie Monsters, and you're listening to the Sports Fix.
All right, maybe I should have chose another song because some Indians fans talk like they really are dead and bloated already. Anyways, welcome back. Welcome back to the Sports Fix, my friends. We are already rocking hot and heavy. Got comments coming in on the Facebook page. Hey, you can hit us up, facebook.com/thesportsfix. Tweet with us at thesportsfixcle. Of course, in the Mixler chat room, of course, Vishon and Vince the author and Bruce Wood going in there. Bruce said, remember the 69 Mets. Hey, the heck with that. I say, listen, you don't got to even give me examples of that. When there's four games left and we're five games out, then I'll worry about being five games out. Really, there's so much of the season left. And you know what? Hey, my next guest may not even completely agree with me because, you know, he may think this is just a soul-crushing defeat here at the hands of the Detroit Tigers the last 2 days for the Cleveland Indians. Welcome into the Sports Fix. J-Rock with you. I'll open up the phone lines in the next segment, but right now, joining me on the hotline as soon as I turn his volume up and microphone here. Oh, let's not hit that button. Welcome to the show, Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. Mike, how you doing today? The sky has not fallen on you, has it?
The sky has not fallen on me, although it has dropped a lot of raindrops on me this morning. in the words of Bull Durham, you know, maybe the Indians could use a rain out.
I hear you there. Of course, to recap, not like anybody needs this, but tough loss, tough loss, of course, in the first game of this series with Chris Perez blowing the save in the ninth inning. And then yesterday, Justin Masterson, you know, even without the Don Kelly home run, Don Kelly owns Justin Masterson like he owes him some money, by the way. But even without that, one run was not going to be enough to beat the Tigers last night. So they've now fallen. They've lost the first two games of this series, and many people have literally packed up the tents on this season. Mike, tell me that you haven't gone that far off the bridge.
No, Jerry, I haven't gone that far off the bridge, but I might be I might be taking a gander over the edge of the bridge a little closer than you are, maybe. I heard your comments before the break and coming back. I don't think that there's any reason to panic and give up on this season. I want to be clear on that. And I definitely think that the Indians are in this for the long haul, and I've said that all season. And nothing in the last 2 days has really changed my mind. I will tell you what has really kind of changed my mind is that flat out the Detroit Tigers are a better baseball team than the Cleveland Indians. And, I mean, you can shake the numbers however you want, but they have pretty much, from start to finish of this season, they have owned the Cleveland Indians. They're 11-3 against them. They have beat them on day games. They have beat them in night games. They have beat them in Detroit, and they have beat them in Cleveland. You know, I mean, you can make a Dr. Seuss rhyme
Dr. Seuss, if you baby. Want to,
But the fact of the matter is, I mean, offensively, I mean, if you want to compare these teams, it's not even close. If you want to compare their starting pitching, it's not even close. I mean, choose any one of their starters in this four-game series, and they would be the first or second best pitcher in the Indians' rotation. And just flat out, they're better. I don't think that means that the season is over. I don't think that means that there's no chance for the playoffs. I do think that their chances of winning the division are not very good. But I also think that the way the wild card is set up right now, it definitely lends to the Indians in that they have a very weak and easy schedule for the last 6 weeks of the season. And they're really kind of chasing or battling a couple teams to get into that wild card spot. That are kind of scuffling. And even though the Indians have struggled the last 2 days, I mean, coming out of the All-Star break and really dating back to June, you know, you have a pretty good sample size that this team is playing pretty good baseball. But, you know, I just don't see where they match up with the Tigers. And as the season plays on, I mean, you don't know how things change. Say the Indians do get into the playoffs and they end up in a series with Detroit. I mean, look at Miguel Cabrera right now. I mean, that guy is running like there's a piano tied to him. I mean, he's not right. I mean, there's something wrong with him, and you don't know how the season changes and how things go down the stretch. So right now, I mean, the thing that I've taken out of these last two games is that the Indians just are not as good as Detroit. But things can change, and I also think, you know, in the short term, for the rest of the regular season, the Indians still have a very nice chance to make the playoffs if they win games that they should and beat teams that they should.
And I agree with you. As you know, one of my big words is perspective. I'm big on trying to keep things in perspective fairly in all counts. And the Indians have still won 10 of their last 13 games. They're in second place, 5 games behind Detroit. They're a game and a half out of the wild card, which, by the way, and I was talking about this a little bit yesterday when I talked about the suspensions in baseball. I mean, truly, you know, Peralta hurts, but nowhere near as much. I think Cruz hurts the Rangers and their chances with the Tribe battling them down the stretch, as you said, with them scuffling as well, than Peralta did.
I agree. So they were looking for a bat before he was suspended, and the Rangers were hoping that he would appeal. So I'm with you. They're really, you know, a team that I will not be surprised if they flounder down the stretch.
I'll tell you what, off the beaten path of the Indians for just 1 second, because we brought up, since Cruz is there, what you said about how, you know, they were hoping he would appeal. He is getting flamed by Rangers fans and a lot of just national baseball people as being selfish for taking the deal that he took, because it so directly affects the team in the pennant race, you know, this season and in the wild card and all of that, to where, since he was the one that screwed up, they look at it like you should have appealed and taken the longer suspension because you're the one that screwed up and we need you. And instead, to get yourself a shorter suspension, you let your team down even more than you already did.
Yeah, I've seen those reports and those comments, and I kind of laugh at the idea that people believe that a person who was thinking of themselves and money first would suddenly start thinking of the team and their teammates at this moment. Color me not surprised that Nelson Cruz decided to take his 50-game suspension now, especially when he saw, you know, the contract that Milky Cabrera got a year ago coming out of his suspension. I mean, I think that directly plays into his decision-making. And, you know, if you're a Rangers fan and you're stunned that your boy Miguel or Nelson Cruz let you down, I'm sorry that you were the last to find out he was selfish.
No, I totally get you there. You know, the other thing about that is that the fact that those guys, and it's really probably only Peralta and Cruz that this even affects, but the fact that those guys can come back and step back in the playoffs, that really bothers me about this. I think they should have been invalidated for being able to return at any point this season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you, and there's something that just doesn't sit right with me in that scenario, too, that, you know, Johnny Peralta, I mean, fact be told, you know, the Detroit Tigers are probably the best team in the American League right now and certainly headed for the playoffs, and the idea that Johnny Peralta could come back, play the last three games of the season to try and get himself in shape and then potentially be a contributor to the Tigers in the playoffs after being punished for cheating, you know, just doesn't sit right with me.
And
we don't know how many games he has impacted, you know, this season or last season and been dirty in doing it. I mean, how many games has he helped affect this year where he was not a clean baseball player? I mean, it might be more than the five games that the Indians trail by. We don't know. So the idea that he somehow gets to wipe all that away and come back and play, you know, doesn't seem right. And, you know, we talked about this before, but I think you'll see even some harsher penalties come down maybe this winter between the Players Association and Major League Baseball in regards to steroids.
Yeah, because I think as we've seen, you know, that, you know, they talk about the thin blue line, how the players stick up for players and things like that. And we've seen less of that here than ever before, less protection by the Players Association. It wouldn't surprise me if perhaps finally you have a larger number of players who want the game to be clean than players who want the game to be dirty, to where maybe they'll agree, like you said, to harsher penalties and make some even more further changes to that. I want to get back to the Indians here before we look at the second half of this Tigers series. Of course, bad news on the injury front hits for the Indians yesterday, my man.
Yeah, the loss of Corey Kluber, I mean, that's huge, Jerry. And, you know, I think at this point, you would have an argument among fans as to who is the second or third best starter on this team between Kluber and Kazmir. But the idea that Corey Kluber is in that argument, I think, just speaks volumes as to how far he has come as a major league pitcher in really almost a calendar year. I mean, you look at it's about almost exactly this time a year ago that he made his debut with the Indians, and the pitcher he is now versus the pitcher that you saw a year ago is just night and day. And to lose him is definitely a setback. And I would say that goes along with my, you know, original statement that the Indians are just not as good as the Tigers. And that's a big blow to the Indians to catch them and, you know, to be honest, to compete with Texas and Baltimore for that last spot. I mean, that's a huge setback on a team that's really had better starting pitching than what you would have expected when they left Goodyear, but it's still, I think, fair to say a question mark on this team.
But you know what? I'll counter back to that. We've kind of seen all season and talked about how this team has seemed to have a very fortunate side. They've had, you know, a lot of breaks go their way, even with the things that didn't. You know, perhaps look at the timing of this. He goes down just as we were sitting here talking about, okay, Salazar, if he does good, then they've got to figure out what to do with the roster and stuff. So, you know, perhaps cautiously, you hope that you get what you expect out of Danny Salazar tonight, making his debut, which there's a lot of buzz, second appearance, but there's a lot of buzz around that. They put the game on TV tonight and all that, and it's going to be interesting to see if he does pitch well, win or lose. You know, does he just step up because you still have the limited pitch count issues?
Yeah, I really don't see how, I mean, as long as you get a somewhat quality start out of Danny Salazar, I really don't see at this point, Jerry, how they can send him back to Columbus.
Really,
I don't
can't.
See what other options they have. You know, they've been down the Trevor Bauer road and down the Carlos Carrasco road several times, and they've all ended, you know, with failure. And I mean, that's how Danny Salazar really got his opportunity and chance in the first place, is because of their inability to take control of that spot in the rotation. So, I mean, I think, you know, win or lose tonight, if he comes out with a good effort, I don't really see how they have any opportunity or ability to send him back to Columbus. I mean, I think he's in the rotation at least into September. I have to believe that Chris Antonetti has got to be starting to look a lot harder on the waiver wire for starting pitcher with Corey Kluber going down, and maybe their willingness to part with a prospect that maybe they weren't willing to part with a week ago before the deadline. Maybe that gets a little bit wider in who they'll be willing to give up and for what kind of player. But as far as Salazar goes, I mean, I haven't heard Terry Francona say it, and I'm sure they're trying to not put some pressure on this kid. I mean, when you think about it in terms of him starting in this series, you know, not just from the standing standpoint, but for his confidence, or for, you know, for Danny Salazar, this series really couldn't have gone worse, because now, you know, there's a fair amount of added pressure riding on his shoulders. But I just don't see where he goes back. I think he has to stay. And as far as the pitch count goes, I'll be interested to see how the Indians handle that. It was right about this time last year, Jerry, that he was only at about 75 pitches at Carolina, and they moved him to Akron, and they kind of expanded that to about 85. And he stayed in the rotation into September, and he pitched. He was one of their starters with the Arrows to the Eastern League Championship, and he pitched, you know, into September. So I don't see where the Indians are going to shut him down. I just don't see, you know, kind of a Steven Strasburg scenario. And I wonder if he does pitch well, if they'll consider opening that pitch count a little bit wider. They've kind of tried to keep him around 85 for the last calendar year. And I wonder if they'll be willing to open that to 90 or 95 with the idea that he's going to pitch every fifth day. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Francona sets this rotation right now. They have a fair amount of off days coming, and you know, they can play that to their advantage and maybe trying to spread him out a little bit.
And I'll tell you what, Mike, Vashon chimed in the chat room here. He goes, no added pressure. His arm is needed. His number is up. It's time to step up and step in. Realistically, as much as they have tried to baby him along the way, that is the position that they find themselves in. Vashon also says he wouldn't be surprised if Masterson ends up skipping a start to rest his arm as we go through some of those scenarios that you were talking about there, you know. So, you know, as we talk about Kluber, too, real quick, I want to talk about that. Just one more angle of that from looking back. Remember the criticism. I talked about this with people. You know, I talked about it yesterday, you know, about the whole Perez thing and why, you know, why not keep Kluber in? Why not give him apparently now that answered that question. And that's one of the other things about the whole Monday morning quarterback thing, that if you don't have all the details, you don't really know. But even if Tito had given any thought to trying to finish out the game with his starting pitcher, obviously, with that happening just a few pitches before he pulled him, there's a reason that he came out of that game.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, you don't always have the full picture. I didn't have a problem at the time not knowing, you know, the whole finger issue with the move to go to the bullpen. Before the explosion, I suppose, I was a little nervous at the fact that they were going to Perez for three straight days. But right, they had already gone to Joe Smith in the eighth inning for his third straight day. And, you know, I mean, we had talked about on Monday the importance of this series, and I think Francona knew that. And, you know, certainly looks like a bad move now when it doesn't work. But had they left Chris Perez and Joe Smith in the bullpen, and they would have gone to Cody Allen and Brian Shaw and tried to get the last four outs of that game, and it would have gone poorly, we'd be killing them for that right
now. Absolutely.
Saying, how do you leave the two best pitchers in that bullpen sitting there because it's their third day. You know, this is the biggest series of the season. So, I mean, I understand the move, and you know, games like Monday night happen. The only two things I say about Monday night is, one, I don't think anything can be controlled, but, man, it seems like the Indians have some of the worst luck when it comes to the big stage, whether it's a big crowd or whether it's a big TV audience when a lot of people are watching. It just seems like the Indians have the worst luck, whether it's a blown game like Monday night. It seems like the last couple years on opening day, you know, they've always got blown out. And in a, unfortunately, I think we have that Cleveland Browns mindset in this town where every game, or where those games, are big games, and we don't necessarily as fans look at them as one of 162. And I think that's kind of where it stings people a little bit more. And the other one is just the controversy that Chris Perez kind of seems to always bring himself into. You know, I'm not sure that he definitely did not handle you know, Monday night the right way. And it just seems like the circus that surrounds Chris Perez is really created by Chris Perez. And, you know, I think that's a topic in itself for probably a whole show. But, you know, that guy's not doing the Indians any favors, and I'm not talking about anything he does on the mound. That's the best thing he brings to the table at this point.
Let's circle back. The point you just made wraps this segment up just absolutely perfectly about the big stage, about whether it's the big crowd, whether it's the big TV. Well, the next 2 days, they've got each of those as part of the equation. Tonight, of course, local television has picked that game up, so everybody in Cleveland, you can expect a huge audience. There was a huge audience on cable for Monday night's game as well, the number one show in the entire area. And tonight, there'll be a big television audience and another opportunity to show this fan base, especially the ones that are given up in Heyman and Holland, that the Indians are still alive and they're still there. And then tomorrow, as you talked about, the one night that you expected the big crowd because you've got the Dollar Dogs and the fireworks and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, make no bones about it. This is a big four-game series, and regardless of how the first two games have gone, the last two have major significance as well. And, you know, if anything can be taken from this team after 110 odd games, Jerry, it's that, you know, kind of one of my cliches, when you think they're about to zig, they zag. But, you know, this team has been a roller coaster up and down. And, you know, it was only a couple days ago that they were riding high, and now people are doubting them, and, you know, potentially for some valid reasons. But it always seems like when this team seems to be down and out is when they turn around. And, you know, your question of, is the sky falling? If the Indians come back and win the next two and split this series and get out of this mess, the three back, I have a feeling all of those people lining up at the 480 bridge will somehow be climbing back up the bridge and finding their way back to the bandwagon, and the sun will shine on Friday morning in their world. So,
think,
you know,
about,
I mean,
in,
all
in
you can
the,
do is really take it one game at a time.
In the mini pressure cooker that is the world of the really, the psychotic, the psyche, that bad, scarred psyche part of the Cleveland sports fan in the last 48 hours. Imagine they split the series and you're in the exact same place that you were Monday morning before the whole series began. You know, that's because that's truly the way the game of baseball works. There, look, I get you. I know there is significance to these games because of who you're playing, but there is so much time left. I mean, Mike, think about it as we wrap this thing up. There are less games out of first by a half a game than they were a month ago when everyone thought the season was over, and they're in a better place now than they were then.
Right, and it's so true. You know, the Cleveland fan, I'm a teacher, and, you know, no knock on any one individual, but, you know, I see teenagers every day, and when, you know, you give me a 17-year-old girl, when she's happy with her boyfriend, she's the happiest person on the planet. And when things aren't going right for them, she's the most unhappy person, and you just don't understand her plight. And, you know, that is really the Cleveland fan in a nutshell. Unfortunately, we are closer to a 17-year-old girl when it comes to our emotions about our teams than we would probably ever like to admit.
Well, tonight, one of the younger Cleveland Indians gets the spotlight put back on him. He was successful the first time tonight, Danny Salazar. Just give me a percentage, 50-50, 60-40. What do you think are the odds Danny Salazar makes a good showing of himself and the Indians take this game tonight?
Oh, I think he'll have a good showing. I don't know about if they'll take the game, but I think he'll have a good showing. If you're asking me for odds of a good showing, you know, I'll give you 70%.
Against Detroit,
win the game,
that's good.
Probably less than 50, though. I mean, the Tigers, I just go back to, are a better team. I mean, if they put 3-4 runs on Salazar, I would consider that a good outing for Danny Salazar against, you know, probably the best lineup in the American League. And I'm not sure that the Indians can muster that kind of offense right now. We'll see. But I think you'll get a good outing from Salazar. I think it'll be a good game. And, you know, I would give the Indians a puncher's chance.
I'll take my chance against Doug Fister before we get to Scherzer tomorrow. We'll find out tonight. The spotlight will be on the Indians. We'll see how they react. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. Always a great time when we get a chance to talk Tribe baseball here on the Sports Fix, my man.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
All right. And hey, you know what? Hopefully we'll be telling these people about something soon that we're working on pretty big between the two of us. Mike, you have a good time, and hey, go Tribe tonight. Let's see if they can get this thing righted with the Tigers.
We'll see ya.
All right. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to shift gears, talk a little Browns football as they wrap up the strictly training camp portion before they now actually have some pretend football games to start planning for. They at least get to pretend plan. So if nothing else, at least some of the stuff is real. But we'll talk about that. Hey, you know what? It's good to see them get out there and at least see them transfer what we've talked about in the first 10, 12 sessions of camp, transfer it to another team that is at least pretending to try to stop them on the other side. We'll talk about that because there's a lot to talk about. Talking about the Browns getting ready for the Rams. They wrap things up. We'll talk about our Browns news and notes when we come back. Open the phone lines back up. And don't forget, coming up shortly, Ryan Encinas and his dad join us. I can't wait for that. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait to tell this young man's inspirational story and the great night that he had at Brown Stadium the other night. And we're going to talk to the little guy personally right here on the show. Don't go anywhere. Tell somebody else to tune in right now to the Sports Fix. It's only just begun to cook, Daddy. We'll be right back.
The Sports Fix, your choice for intelligent talk.
I'm expecting a very important delivery at the house, so could you please call me if it arrives? I'll give you my cell number. 401-555-1125.
4-0.
No, I was just repeating the 4. 1-4.
1-4.
Intelligent talk.
Okay, 1-1-2-5.
1-1-2-5. 1-5-5.
I'm not giving you quantities of the numbers. I'm giving you the numbers. 1-1-2-5. Those are the last four numbers.
Oh, I see. 1-1-2-5.
Yes. All right. Now read the number back to me.
Let me get my pen.
The Sports Fix will be right back.
Business owners and professionals, do you want to take your business, your product, your team, your event to the next level? You want to advertise right here with the Sports Fix. Our listeners are among the most loyal listeners, terrestrial or internet. The Sports Fix universe is not only the radio show, but tens of thousands of fans on Facebook and Twitter. Email me, Jerry Myers, thesportsfix@AOL.com. That's thesportsfix@AOL.com. And let me help you swing for the fences and hit it out of the park right here on the Sports Fix.
I'm here again with Bill Opelich from Quick Lane at Valley Ford. Bill, what's new in the Quick Lane?
Battery rebate. Summer is just as hard on your battery as the winter. Quick Lane at Valley Ford will test your battery at no charge. And if you need a battery, we have a $25 mail-in rebate on the purchase of a tested tough Motorcraft battery starting at $79.95.
Wow, that's a great deal, Bill. Tell me more.
Our brake rebate is still on until June 30th. $25 per axle with the purchase and installation of Motorcraft brake pads, as well as offering a $50 rebate when you purchase $250 or more and charge your Ford Genuine credit card. Some exclusions apply. As always, we have a low price guarantee on all our tires. If you find the same price within 30 days, we will refund the difference. Stop in, let us check your battery and top off your washer fluid.
Where do I have to go to get those great deals?
Come to Quick Lane at Valley Ford on Canal Road between Rockside and Granger in Valley View, just 10 minutes from downtown Cleveland. We're open at 7 every day. Open late Monday through Thursday till 9, Friday till 6, and Saturday till 2.
Go to quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
You're listening to The Sports Fix.
Good morning, I'm Bob Picozzi. After blowing a 17-point lead in the NFC Championship game last January, the Atlanta Falcons are determined to get to the Super Bowl this season for the first time in 15 years. This certainly won't help. Starting offensive tackle Mike Johnson dislocated and fractured his ankle and is expected to miss the entire season. This, according to ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, Johnson should undergo surgery next week. Well, this certainly erased his first inning nightmare.
Swing and a liner into left field. Hit well. Grossman racing back. It's over his head. That's out of the warning track up against the wall. Ortiz is in. He's waving around Drew. He's coming around third, and he will score. LaVarnway's into second, and the Red Sox have the lead.
An 8-7 lead after trailing 5-0. Dave O'Brien at the call on WEEI. Boston catcher Ryan LaVarnway tied a major league record with 4 pass balls in the first inning. But that 2-run double and a 5-run fifth turned out to be the go-ahead to stay play in a 15-10 Red Sox win in Houston. The San Antonio Spurs will visit the Miami Heat on January 26th. It will be their first meeting since Game 7 of the NBA Finals in June. The NBA schedule for next season was released last night.
It's avocado season only at Subway restaurants. Get cool, creamy avocado on the turkey and bacon, or add avocado to your favorite subs or salads. This one you just gotta try. So hurry in and get your own today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, this is Joe Tate, and you're listening to The Sports Fix.
Welcome back to the Sports Fix, streaming live here on thesportsfix.net or however digital, whatever digital platform you're listening to us throughout the day, wherever, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're part of the universe, Daddy. You're part of the nation, the Sports Fix Nation. Strong, growing every day thanks to you. Continue to do that. Hey, don't forget, GV Art and Design not only helps you put on the Sports Fix, not only puts out some fantastic Cleveland sports merchandise and apparel, but they also give you a chance each and every week to win a t-shirt of your choice from their incredible collection just for sharing what you're listening to right now on the Sports Fix. How? It's easy. Go on your Facebook, go on your Twitter, your social media, post right now, tune into the Sports Fix, J-Rock's dropping red hot fire, whatever you want to say, and not that I'm trying to influence the posts here, but you know, you can also say that I'm devilishly handsome as well if you want to throw in the compliments, but tell somebody, tell anybody to listen to the show and tag us in the post. That's all you have to do so that I can see it and I drop your name in the hopper. It's automatic. You don't have to do anything else. Tag us, or if you're listening to the replay, copy the link and share it on your wall. Tag us on that. Tweet it out. Tag us on that. I'll drop your name in the hopper every Monday. We draw the winner right here, live on the show, and you get the shirt of your choice just for helping us grow from gvartwork.com. So make sure you check that out. Browns fans, hey, matter of fact, next segment, start telling people to get here. Speaking of sharing the word and growing the show, grow it now, because next segment's going to be a very special segment. Ryan Encinas and his dad, Robert, are going to join us live here on the show. Looking forward to getting them on the hotline and talking about their incredible journey, the fantastic night that the Cleveland Browns gave little Ryan the other night. And I got some questions for him. We're going to get the little guy on the air as well. So we're going to talk about all of that with Ryan and his dad, Robert, coming up next. Let's talk about the Browns as we head into the end of this hour, as they wrap up, as I call it, the training camp only portion, where they're strictly working on drills and shape, getting yourself in shape and putting in and installing things. We're going to see here a very vanilla version of what we're going to see in the regular season, but we are going to see some flashes, some glimpses, because there will be some things that they try. We're going to see the starters, according to Chud, as is usual, per the preseason of the NFL, which is where my complaints come in a lot of the time, but we're going to see the starters for the first quarter. We're going to see the second team for the second quarter, and some of them dragging out into the third quarter, and it's going to be a lot of guys fighting for jobs, obviously, late in the game in the fourth quarter. So I talked about it when I opened up the show. I talked about how we've talked the last few days with Dr. Football and John McMullen from the Sports Network as they join us on Mondays and Tuesdays about the rash of camp injuries, the serious ones that are going on around the league that are taking out, you know, key players, key cogs in a lot of these teams. And of course, that's part of the game. You move on, you replace. That's part of the thing that happens, but we're seeing it all over. It just seems like every day as we come on, we've got more. I mean, yesterday, Jordy Nelson goes down. Aurelius Ben goes down. The Falcons, you heard it on the news break. They lose Mike Johnson, you know, right tackle. I mean, key positions around. The Packers lost their left tackle. Around the league, we're seeing a lot of guys. Denario Alexander went down as well from the Chargers. And as you see that, you continue to hold your breath and hold your hope that the Browns, while they can deal with these Monterio Hardesty hamstrings, you can deal with things like that. That affects the individual players and their chances of making the roster. But luckily, thus far, they've avoided the significant long-term injuries. They got lucky with the Ryan Miller incident a few weeks back. But these little injuries, and I talked a lot about that yesterday, are leading to opportunity that we're going to see. I keep talking about the running back position because that's really where it's the most blatant case, because the Browns were truly intrigued and they really were ready to give a really good golden opportunity here to Monterio Hardesty. They were encouraged by what they saw last season, but a guy with the reputation of being injury prone and then having more injury issues, it's just a terrible start to your relationship with the new coaching staff, even if they gave you a fresh start. And with Richardson most likely not playing at all, Hardesty definitely not playing, that opens things up, because now Brandon Jackson, Chris Obanaya, who I'm telling you, Chris Obanaya, you can tell by the talk of the coaching staff, his roster spot 100% secure. And I was talking about yesterday the specialization of the position, the fact that he can jump back and play fullback and block Ray Lewis's and block the linebackers, and he can lead block for Trent Richardson. He's a little powerhouse out there, but he's multifunctional. He can multitask, and that makes him a very valuable member of that roster. So you know things are set for him. And Brandon Jackson, I truly do believe, I've seen the interactions in camp. I've seen, you know, a little bit. You can see interpersonal relationships somewhat between coaching staff and players, and you can tell that there's a comfort level with Brandon Jackson. I think this team likes Brandon Jackson. I think so. I think his roster spot is secure. There's a reason they brought him back when they did. His roster spot is secure. You know, so that leaves Deion Lewis, who has been a camp sensation. And if he can do what he's done in camp, starting tomorrow when we're playing against a team that's not the Cleveland Browns, then I truly believe that Monterio Hardesty may have set his way right out of his spot on the roster and completely off of this team this year. I think that the Browns would, and I think they're getting very comfortable with the idea of Trent Richardson as their lead running back and backing him up with Brandon Jackson and the tandem of Obanaya and Deion Lewis. And they take care of two positions in one. Owen Marisic once again, and there's one that I won't feel bad about him making his way out of town. So there's where injury leads to opportunity. And as Vishon chimes in, he compares Monterio Hardesty to a friend of the show back in the day, Carlton Mitchell. You guys remember C. Mitch? His talent was tantalizing, and you really were intrigued by what you saw. But his injury after injury just made it impossible for him to gain any kind of a foothold, as well as to gain any kind of a trust with this front office, with the coaching staff, with any part of it. And that's happening right now to Monterio Hardesty. TJ Ward, with him missing time as well, that's leading to even more opportunity there. There was already opportunity in the defensive backfield at the cornerback position. This is now also opening up more opportunities for Johnson Badamosi and for Tayshawn Gibson to step in as well, not just competing for reps at the cornerback position, but with that safety opening as well. It gives you more options. I told you guys that running back and defensive back were the two positions that I was going to keep my eye on the most in the first preseason game. Not that, as we said, you can get and glean a whole lot from preseason football, but there are bits and pieces you can. There are things you can look for. There's things that will portend towards the regular season, at least in the beginning portions of the game. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do when they get out there. It's always good to get out there against a team that doesn't wear the same color jersey as yours. Looking forward to that. And tomorrow, as we preview the game, I don't know if I want to call it previewing the game, but as we look ahead to the first preseason of the game, I'll give you several key things that I will be looking for. I'll give you my things to keep an eye on, because even though it is as meaningless as possible, there are, like I said, little wrinkles and little things that you can see that will portend going forward here, especially with the first big roster cut looming down the horizon. So tomorrow, we're going to look a little in-depth at the Browns' first preseason game, but I've got to get to the break because I'm as excited as can be for our next guest. Browns fans, hey, you don't have to be a Browns fan. Anybody listening right now, get on the horn, get on your phone, email somebody, tweet them, text them, Facebook them, whatever you do, tell your friends to come and listen to the next segment of the show, because Little Ryan Encinas, the story that captured the hearts of Cleveland and ended up going viral worldwide, just captured, I saw his mom, she was posting news stories from around the world. What an amazing experience, especially for, you know, where, what you had to go through to get there. What a feel-good, incredible moment that the Browns gave that family. But forget the moment, just their story alone, because as a parent, as a father, you can just feel what they went through to get to where they're at. And now they get to reap some of the really cool benefits, like running for a touchdown at Cleveland Browns Stadium and seeing your son's face plastered across news stations worldwide. Ryan Encinas and his dad, Robert, are going to join us next right here live on the Sports Fix. So let's get this break out of the way. When we come back, we're talking to Ryan Encinas and his dad, Robert, live right here on the Sports Fix. Any chance that I get, screaming out go Browns, howling at touchdowns. Yeah, these are the days that I'll never forget. Wasting away again here in Brownieville.
Warning, listening to the Sports Fix could cause serious injury, bodily harm, or even death.
Ah, broken blood vessel!
You've been warned. The Sports Fix.
You're listening to the Sports Fix. We'll be right back.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by GV Art and Design. It's not just a shirt, it's a statement. GVArtwork.com.
Whether it's an oil change or a new set of tires, Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck has you covered for your car care needs. They're your neighborhood quick service experts. They also offer a low price tire guarantee. Choose from 13 brands, and if you find the same tires at a lower price within 30 days, Quick Lane at Valley Ford will refund the difference. 5715 Canal Road, right under the 480 Bridge in Valley View. Come see why life is better in the Quick Lane. Quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Sports Fix listeners, don't wait all day or all week to get in on the fun. The party doesn't stop when we go off the air all week long. The Sports Fix social media sites are your one-stop shop for all things Cleveland sports. Jump over to Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, and become a fan today, because we love fans and they create some of the best sports talk in town, Daddy. You'll enjoy talking to your fellow Cleveland sports fans on the Sports Fix fan page. And if Twitter's your thing, well, you know how we do it. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. It's that simple.
Twitter.com/TheSportsFixCLE, baby.
Chat live with the crew during all your favorite Cleveland sports events, tickets and contests and trivia and so much more. Get with us today, The Sports Fix, on social media, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. Join the Sports Fix on Facebook and Twitter today.
The engines are cranking and purring, and that can only mean one thing. Bike nights are back at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Rev up your hogs and head on down to Harry Buffalo North Olmsted every Monday night. Enjoy $3 drinks and beers,
$5 pizzas,
and crazy wing specials for all bikers, all on their open patio.
Woo-hoo!
Hot bikes, good friends, and great times are waiting for you. 4824 Great Northern Boulevard, right outside Great Northern Mall. Monday bike nights at Harry Buffalo, the proud sponsor of the Sports Fix.
You love Cleveland, and you already know how much we love Cleveland. You know who else loves Cleveland? GV Art and Design. Everyday fans, you and I wear our pride on our sleeves. Now, you can wear your pride on your chest. GV Art and Design has one of the hottest Cleveland sporting lines. Whether it's their Cleveland That I Love design, or perhaps it's the Superman Birthplace of a Hero line of team-themed designs, whether you're a fan of the Indians or Browns, the Lake Erie Monsters, or the CSU Vikings, the Cleveland Cavaliers, or just Cleveland in general, GV Art and Design has a logo, design, or style for you. Sports Fix listeners, as a special treat, every time you make a purchase from GV Art and Design, use the sales code FIX and save 10% on your total purchase. Log on right now to GVArtwork.com, check out all of their fantastic designs,
and don't forget, use the sales code FIX to save 10% on your total purchase.
Follow GVArtwork.com on Facebook, and remember, GV Art and Design, it's not just a shirt, it's a statement.
Need the perfect ingredients for a great tailgating experience? All you need are good friends, football, and your favorite food served hot off the propane grill. When grilling, keep the grill top open when lighting, and don't close it until you're sure the grill is lit. Use soapy water to check for leaks between the hose and cylinder connections. Never use an open flame. Always transport and store cylinders in an upright position, and never store or use cylinders indoors. For more tips, visit usepropane.com. This message was brought to you by your local propane retailer.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
You're listening to The Sports Fix.
Well, welcome back to The Sports Fix. Yes, we are live, Daddy, right here on thesportsfix.net. Thank you so much for all the comments coming in throughout the break. Appreciate everybody, by the way, sharing the word of the show. It's always appreciated, and we've got a very special guest coming up next. I'm pretty excited here. Hopefully you guys are as much as I am. We've talked about the story. I mean, I don't have to talk about it. This thing is gone. It's the definition of the phrase going viral, as the story of our next guest, Ryan Encinas, has gone worldwide. It really has. And I'm pretty stoked that I was able to touch base. His mom reached out to us. I told you guys about it on the show yesterday before we went on the air, and I didn't get a chance to talk to her. So last night I was stoked. I got a chance to talk to her and get things lined up, and I'm getting ready to talk to Ryan and his dad, Robert, here on the show. Of course, you're listening to The Sports Fix right here on thesportsfix.net. I'm your host, J-Rock, the big daddy on the microphone, Jerry Myers. You can call me whatever you want, but you can call me excited for this segment right here. We are closing the phone lines. We'll reopen them here after we get off of them, because I'm going to the hotline right now. Very special guest. I believe I'm joined right now by Robert Encinas. Robert, is this you on the hotline?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing today, my man?
We're doing really good, really good.
Well, I'm sure you are, for many, many different reasons. And as I set the stage here, of course, I know, talk to me a little bit. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind last few days for you and your family.
It really has. It started about a month or two ago. The group called Littlest Heroes gave us a call and asked us if we would be interested in coming down and bringing Ryan down to meet all the players of the Cleveland Browns at Berea in the training camp, and then on Saturday night, maybe having him run a touchdown. And that in itself was just a mind-blowing experience. But then all the attention and all the calls and all the people that have wanted to talk to us and Ryan, it's been just a whirlwind. It's unbelievably awesome.
I mean, as I was saying, I've seen it myself, and I saw some of the things your wife posted on her Facebook page, the articles for, and the stories ran from around the world. Ryan's story truly did capture people's hearts. It was, you know, not just was, you know, he this adorable little guy in a Browns uniform, and that was a great, you know, thing that the Browns did, but just his entire story, your entire story, really reached the hearts of people worldwide.
Yeah, it really is a heart-wrenching story. We for about 2 months before he was diagnosed, he was having allergy-like symptoms, and we just thought, you know, he was having a runny nose, a slight cough here and there. And we took him to the doctor a few times, and they said the same thing. He tried some allergy pills. And then on October 31st of 2010, his breathing changed. It became really, really labored. He was pale. He was really lethargic. So we decided that's it. We took him into the ER. And we're thinking worst case scenario, pneumonia. He's got a bad case of pneumonia. So we took him in, and obviously our worst case scenario was much worse. They said that he had a football-sized tumor on his left lung that had completely collapsed the lung. The tumor was so big it moved his heart off to the side. It bent his trachea. So needless to say, they got him heavily sedated. They gave him a breathing tube, and so we really weren't able to even speak to him for about 4 weeks. At that point, he got a trachea, and he was able to actually come home December 23rd, and he had to come back in January 14th to have the tumor removed, and then 36 weeks of chemo. 2 years later, here we are, doing great.
Wow. I mean, and at that point, well, he's less than 2 years old. I have two children of my own, and trust me, as a parent, I can only imagine the things that you guys dealt with, because that's just, like you said, worst case scenario that you've got, and it turns out that you weren't even close. But what a tribute it is to Ryan to stay strong. Kids, they always say kids are resilient, but, you know, I lost my father to cancer a few years ago, so I have, you know, firsthand experience with what that journey through chemo is like. And for that little guy to go through that, I mean, what an amazing sense of bravery on his part. How did he react through all of that?
Actually, it was him that kept myself and my wife grounded. He was happy. He was having fun. He actually enjoyed being in the hospital once he got through the worst part of it. Once he got the trachea out, and they did physical therapy. And once we were home, we would tell him on a Sunday night, because his chemo was usually on schedule for Tuesdays, we would tell him Sunday night, all right, buddy, Tuesday night we got to go to chemo. You know, we got to go to the hospital and stay for a few days. And he would say to us, oh, can we go right now? He would be so excited about it, because we kind of just let him do whatever he wanted. He could stay up as late as he wanted, watch cartoons all day. He could eat whatever he wanted. So for him, it was a big adventure. He didn't see it as going to the hospital because I'm sick. He saw it as a big playtime. So that and his happiness is really what kept us, you know, from really losing it and breaking down and realizing how awful the situation actually was.
That's crazy. I mean, that speaks, though, to the innocence and to the resilience of a child, because, you know, obviously in the traditional roles, the parents are the ones that hold things together. And here it is. It's him and his courage and bravery that's keeping you guys strong and you guys going. That's just amazing just to hear and to think of that. That's amazing, guys.
Yeah, it was really all due to him keeping happy, because kids don't know any better. You know, they don't realize, you know, how awful a situation is. They're just kids having fun, and they'll have fun no matter what's going on. I mean, of course, he had his days where he was sick and not feeling good, you know, but for the most part, it was a big adventure for him.
And then it was a journey of about 2 years, and then the doctors finally, you know, cleared him, said he was in full remission. And what does that moment, after everything you went through, I mean, this probably sounds like a stupid question, but what is that moment like for you guys when you reach that moment where you realize we got through this?
Well, the doctors don't really give him a full bill of health until he's 5 years out of his last chemo treatment, because especially with this cancer, it has such a high probability of returning. But pretty much with all cancers, they wait until, they don't use the C word, they don't use cured, until you're 5 years out. But I'm at the point where I'm just waiting for the doctors to catch up to what I already know. And the fact that he's healthy and happy and he's going to school here, he's going to start in kindergarten here in a few weeks, it's just, it's wonderful. It's so wonderful to know that he's going to lead a happy, healthy, full life.
And you talk about happy. I mean, the pictures, every picture out there, especially the one that I ended up getting with Ryan, the smile on his face, it just lights up a room. It's just electric. But, okay, so let's talk a little bit about what led to Saturday. As you said, it was the Littlest Heroes, which, by the way, is a fantastic organization. I did some work with them with Scott Fujita when he was a member of the Cleveland Browns, and just what a great organization. They reached out to you guys and proposed this as something really cool. How exciting was that to Ryan when you guys told him about it?
He was really excited about it. I mean, we watch the Browns games, you know, on a regular basis. We're big Cleveland sports fans, so he's familiar. And then when we told him he's going to go and run a touchdown and meet all the players, he was really excited about it. He said he couldn't wait, and he was looking so forward to it. And he got really pumped up on the Wednesday before when we went to the training camp. And he was the whole time between then and Wednesday night, or Saturday night, he kept practicing the touchdown dance that Richardson taught him. So he was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, he got to do more than just the Saturday night that everybody saw at the stadium. What else? He raced with Trent Richardson. He was out at the facility, got to talk with all the players and coaches. Tell me a little bit about that first part of that day. How much fun was that for you guys?
That was a lot of fun. We got to they had a lot of activities set up because for the families, and a lot of, you know, they got to kick a soccer ball and they got to throw a football, and once they were done with the practice, they took us around to the side, and he had a foot race with DeQuell Jackson, and he beat him both times, and then Trent Richardson taught him how to do the touchdown celebration, and he got to shake hands, and everybody signed his ball. We got a ball signed by the entire team. So that was really cool.
And of course, Saturday night, the one that everybody saw, and that's the story that made the news. I remember coming up to you. I was there with my son, and I said, hey, do you mind if I take a picture real quick? And I took a little picture with him, and that ended up being the one that Sports Illustrated and CNN, and I'm like, how in the world, out of 1,000 pictures that were taken, how is that the one that they find and use? But I thought it was so amazing, and then your wife reached out to us. What is that last few days with this worldwide, like seeing your son's face everywhere? It's just got to be surreal for you guys.
It really is surreal. I mean, his name was the top story on several search engines.
Yeah.
Foreign sites, there was a French article about him. There was an article from Turkey about him. There was a Russian one. It was absolutely insane just to see his name and his little face smiling all over the world. It was great.
And it was. With that little Browns uniform on, he was just the cutest little thing. And I'll post that picture back up on our Facebook page as well for people that haven't seen it. I don't know how you couldn't have seen it, but, Dad, it's a ton of fun to talk to you about all of this. But I, if you wouldn't mind, I'd kind of like to talk to the star of the day if you wouldn't
Absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely. Come here, Ryan. I want to ask you some questions. Say hi.
Hi.
Ryan, how are you doing, little buddy?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been having a lot of fun the last few days?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did you get to do?
Got to be on TV. I got to be on TV.
Whoa. How about the Brown Stadium? You ran for a touchdown against that whole team. How fun was that?
Super awesome.
They couldn't catch you, could they? You scored that touchdown and did your little dance.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite team? Is it the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to play football one day, huh? You think maybe you could play for the Browns?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I might be talking to you in 20 years. Who knows? Dad, I might be talking to you about the next quarterback or the running back of the Browns. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. Are you looking forward to going to kindergarten?
Yeah.
Well, good luck with kindergarten, Ryan. I hope you have a great time, and your face is just absolutely adorable, and people have gotten a chance to see it worldwide. So congratulations, little buddy.
Yeah, he's been pretty excited about all the attention, and his little sister's fighting for some attention as well.
I'm sure. I saw him with all the cameras flashing and all the people talking, you know, like, I could just imagine. I'm like, wow, this little guy's probably like, this is just amazing what's going on around me. So, Robert, thank you so much for not only joining us, but allowing us to talk to you and talk to Ryan and sharing your story with us. And now, on a complete fluke accident, my face will be attached to his on Google for the rest of my life. So, that's
hey,
awesome.
That's all right.
I will, that's fine, because I treasure that picture right there. And you guys, seriously, I wish you nothing but the best of luck in the future. And anytime you want to talk to us here or anything we can help you, just let us know, and we would love to be a part of it.
All right, that sounds great, man. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you, Robert and Ryan and Cenas. Thank you so much as well. Thank you to Mom Angela, who wasn't able to join us today. What a great segment. What a great story, a feel-good story. I am so glad that we were able to set this up. Thank you so much, Angela, for getting a hold of us. And thank you to everybody out there listening. Just great job, and kudos to the Browns, because for once, I don't care. You can just not even pay attention to anything that's going on the field. Things like that, to me, set franchises, set people's priorities. They show you what it's all about. And the Browns were first class with what they were all about with Ryan and Cenas. And just what a story. Forget the football part alone. Just talking as a dad, just talking as a human being. Their story alone is amazing, because there could be so many different outcomes. And for it to be the way it was for them, it's just touching. It's just heartwarming. And then to top it off with the awesomeness of the Cleveland Browns and running for the touchdown and all of that. Kudos to the Browns, and best of luck to the Encinas family. And I hope to get a chance to talk to them again someday soon. Hey, maybe I'll be talking to the next member of the Cleveland Browns. Who knows? But thank you so much, guys. I'm going to take a break here, catch my breath. I'm pretty stoked here myself. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. We're not done. Don't go away. We'll talk a little Cavaliers basketball. They announced their schedule for the season. Got a few national games this year. We'll talk about that, and they signed their second round pick as well. We'll talk Cavs basketball and wrap things up here on the Sports Fix. Thank you again to Ryan and Robert and Cenas for joining us, and thank you to you for listening. We'll be right back on the Sports Fix.
The Sports Fix.
A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
The Sports Fix.
A young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
The fix is in. The Sports Fix will be right back.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by GV Art and Design. It's not just a shirt, it's a statement. GVArtwork.com. Bike nights are back at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Rev up your hogs and head on down to Harry Buffalo North Olmsted every Monday night from 5:30 to 9:30. Enjoy $3 drinks and beers, $5 pizzas, and crazy wing specials for all bikers. Woo-hoo! Hot bikes, good friends, and great times are waiting for you. 4824 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted.
Right outside Great Northern Mall.
Monday bike nights at Harry Buffalo. Proud sponsor of the Sports Fix. Harry Buffalo. Join the herd.
I'm here again with Bill Opelich from Quick Lane at Valley Ford. Bill, what's new in the Quick Lane?
Battery rebate. Summer is just as hard on your battery as the winter. Quick Lane at Valley Ford will test your battery at no charge. And if you need a battery, we have a $25 mail-in rebate on the purchase of a tested tough Motorcraft battery starting at $79.95.
Wow, that's a great deal, Bill. Tell me more.
Our brake rebate is still on until June 30th. $25 per axle with the purchase and installation of Motorcraft brake pads, as well as offering a $50 rebate when you purchase $250 or more and charge here for a genuine credit card. Some exclusions apply. As always, we have a low price guarantee on all our tires. If you find the same price within 30 days, we will refund the difference. Stop in, let us check your battery and top off your washer fluid.
Where do I have to go to get those great deals?
Come to Quick Lane at Valley Ford on Canal Road between Rockside and Granger in Valley View, just 10 minutes from downtown Cleveland. We're open at 7 every day. Open late Monday through Thursday till 9, Friday till 6, and Saturday till 2.
Go to quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Incoming transmission. You got a message.
Sports Fix listeners, don't wait all week to join in on the fun. Follow the Sports Fix on Facebook.
Follow the Sports Fix on Facebook.
They love friends. It's just a click away. Exclusive contests, trivia, tickets, and giveaways from the hottest sports show in town, The Sports Fix. Become a friend and follow The Sports Fix on Facebook today.
Now, back to The Sports Fix.
Don't just hear the show, be heard. Call us now, 216-539-7535, and get your fix.
All right, I admit it. I was just looking for an excuse to play that music, but the schedule came out, and that gave it to me. You know what? Before I go forward, I want to go backwards. Once again, thank you so much to the entire Encinas family for reaching out to us and joining us here on the show. What a great interview that was. All the athletes, the coaches, the people, the famous athletes that I looked up to as a child that I've interviewed as an adult, none of it. I mean this. None of it tops what I just did. That was awesome. I love being a part of stories like that every bit as much as I'd love being in the locker room after winning Game 7 of the World Series or after winning a Super Bowl. And that's just me. Hey, that's just the way I roll. Welcome back to the Sports Fix. J-Rock with you and breaking Indians news. Before we talk Cavaliers, breaking Indians news, it's just come my way. The Indians announce a 2-year contract extension with Ryan Rayburn. The 2015 season with a club option for 2016. Of course, that was a lingering thing going into the offseason. Rayburn right now hits .277, 14 doubles, 13 home runs, 38 ribbies in 66 games this year. Slugging percentage nearly .600, and the Indians have now extended Rayburn for an additional 2 seasons. So it appears Ryan Rayburn, at least as far as Indians management is concerned, they have found another piece that they're going to keep going forward. All right, back into the show as we wrap things up. This is the Sports Fix. I'm J-Rock, and you are the most important part of the show, by the way. Cavaliers, as I was talking about going into this, the schedule gets announced, and, you know, they've been ignored on national TV. And, you know, Clevelanders can get mad. I can get mad. But, you know, really, with the exception of Kyrie Irving, there wasn't a whole lot of motivation for national TV people to put him out there. Now, I had heard some people, you know, bragging that the Cavaliers are on 9 national TV games this year. I guess if you count NBA TV, I don't, because that's a specialty channel, just like when you're on like MLB Network or whatever, you know, that's not on every tier, that's not on every system. So to me, those aren't the national games, but they do still have a batch of 5 national games between ESPN and broadcast television. So that's still a step up, and one of those is the Miami Heat games. The schedule opens with Brooklyn, and it ends with Brooklyn. So an amazing coincidence in the schedule. It bookends the same way. The Nets at home opens on October 30th, and it ends on April 16th. And speaking of people signing pieces going forward, second-round draft pick Carrick Felix, who we talked about a little bit during Summer League. I was talking, Vashon, too, impressed with Carrick Felix, the Arizona State young second-round draft pick, and the way he looked. I want to see how he looks when he gets into the NBA environment, when he gets into training camp, when he gets out there in the line of fire. But obviously, they made a lightweight commitment to him, you know, 4-year deal with a max worth of $3.3 million. It just says to me that they at least see the potential for him being a piece that they want to keep and milk along as they head towards the core of this thing. So, but clearly, the new core base of these Cavaliers with Andrew Bynum and Kyrie Irving, the emergence hopefully in the second year of Deion Waiters, you got Tristan Thompson. There's a lot of intrigue with the television executives around the NBA. I mean, clearly a lot of people see the Cavaliers as a team on the rise, even more than they would have been in an average season, because this is going to be a season where more teams go in the opposite direction than usual because of so much depth and talent in the lottery portion of next year's draft that you're going to see more teams tanking than usual, which will actually make the Cavaliers' improvement seem even better this season than it more than likely would have been in a more regular season. But still, you know, a national platform, a way to get out there. It starts out October 30th, you know, kicking things off right on the eve of Halloween. And that'll be an interesting test for the Cavs. We'll talk more about them as things go on. So much. Wow, we're already, it's already 128, almost 129. 90 minutes go by so fast. Pretty soon, we're going to stretch this thing to 2 hours, fellas. All right, let me preview some things coming up real quick tomorrow. Fantasy football players, BJ Riddell joins us for his weekly segment as we continue to look through some of the skill positions as we head into your draft. And I'll have news tomorrow for the Sports Fix universe, the nation, how we're going to start the Sports Fix this year. We're going to redo the Fantasy Football League, and you can be a part of the Sports Fix Fantasy Football League. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's see who else is with us tomorrow. The sports writer extraordinaire, Jonathan Knight, steps in the house for his weekly visit. He'll talk about the Indians and the Tigers series and help me preview the Browns' first preseason game. Friday, Ryan Ruiz joins us talking about the Cleveland Browns. Jeff Gorman will be with us. Ed Doherty from St. Ignatius High School, the voice of the Wildcats football. He joins us to look more as we preview some of the top teams and players heading into Friday Night Lights this coming high school football season. Monday, Al Pawlowski from Sports Time Ohio is going to be here. So a lot of things going on, a lot of things to look forward to. Tomorrow, though, we'll be right back here doing what we do as only we can do, and we hope that you join us. I want to thank Mike Brandeberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com for joining us, and of course, I want to thank my very special guests, Ryan Encinas and his dad, Robert, and their entire family for allowing us to create that very special moment today on the Sports Fix. Thank you so much to each of you listening. Thank you to the tweeters. Thank you to those in the chat room. Thank you to those on Facebook. Hey, we'll be here. We do it each and every day, Daddy. Not for me, not for anything else, but for you. And we'll be here doing it for you tomorrow. Live, noon, same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, stay good. Go Tribe tonight. Big game. I know you'll all be watching it. Salazar, can he get it done? We'll talk about it tomorrow right here on the Sports Fix. Be here. Until then, have a great night. We love you, Cleveland. GK's, yeah. Shouts out to St. Clair, uptown, yes, y'all. Heading to the flats, get it popping up with Steph Floss. Old State Monster, this the home of King James. We are not the empire, but this is where the kings play. Cleveland, we rep our city. Blue lights separate the grime from the gritty. We're sick, fitted, hood passion, cover any city that we.